Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ondertussen was de baas van het Eurovisie Songfestival deze week hier in Australië bij SBS op bezoek. Jon Ola Sands, dat is de baas van het Eurovisie Songfestival. Hij gaat natuurlijk aanwezig zijn dit weekend bij de voorronde van de Australische inzending. En ik mocht even met hem praten gistermiddag.
How are you enjoying your stay in Sydney?
I'm enjoying it very much, thank you. It's been a good day with meetings and some interviews and a lovely lunch. So I'm happy.
Did they give you a kangaroo burger?
No, they didn't. I was asking for one or a crocodile dish, but I got some beautiful fish.
All right, well, welcome to Australia, and you're the super boss of the Eurovision Song Contest, I understand.
Yeah, well, that's what they call me.
How do you find the choice of the Dutch Eurovision Song Contest people for Rotterdam? How do you find Rotterdam as the city where it's all taking place?
It's a great team that NOS and NPO has put together. Very experienced and knowledgeable professionals. I've personally worked with one of them, one of the executive producers, for many years at the EBU, and he knows the Song Contest very well. So far, they have met all the timelines we have set up. They have provided all the information we need. They have conducted all the necessary tenders and everything they need to do in order to do this according to a complicated EU and the complicated Dutch regulations. It is a challenge for every host broadcaster to do this, but the Dutch has been fantastic.
Have you met the host team that are going to present the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yes, I've met the host team in Rotterdam just a little more than a week ago. We had what we call the allocation draw and the host insignia, where we actually draw which country will be in which semifinal. And we also have ceremonial seance with the mayor of the host city and the mayor from the previous host city. And the hosts of this year's Eurovision Song Contest were there, and they stitched it very nicely together. Three very good and also professional hosts. They're light but precise. They have really good sort of TV charisma in the positive meaning of the word. Yeah, I'm very happy with the hosts they have chosen.
Is it the first time that there are three hosts?
No, several times we have had three hosts. We had it in Oslo in 2010. We had it in Vienna in 2015. We have had up to four hosts, and we have been down to two in my time in this position. So I think three hosts is good because it's an enormous challenge for any host to be on top of this. There are different locations. You have the green room, you have different stage locations. Sometimes you have to be among the audience on different platforms overlooking the stage. So it's good to have three hosts, and it also creates some diversity, and they have different skills. So yeah, three hosts, good.
Is the Eurovision Song Contest ever going to take place in Australia if Australia ever wins?
We have an agreement with the Australian broadcaster SBS that if Australia wins Eurovision Song Contest, they have to host it somewhere in Europe. That is very much of practical reasons and the time difference that is between Europe and Australia. Usually Eurovision Song Contest is attended by 1,000 delegates, which is then surrounding all the participating acts. And for all of them to fly to Australia will be complicated and very expensive for some countries and some broadcasters. So for that reason, it is decided that if Australia wins, it will be hosted somewhere in Europe.
And this is your last Eurovision Song Contest as the super boss, isn't it?
Yes, it is, as the super boss. I'm moving back to my native country, Norway. and I will start to work for the public service broadcaster there, a very challenging project. So this will be my last in Rotterdam. I still have full focus on the preparation there. And it will be a bit bittersweet, but I'm sure it will be a very good last year with a professional team at NOS NPO in Rotterdam.
And who's going to choose your successor, or is that person already known?
Yeah, the successor is already known. It's a Swedish guy named Martin Österdahl, who was the executive producer in Malmö in 2013, and then again in Stockholm in 2016. He knows the Eurovision Song Contest very well, and also having been a TV director at as SVT, the public service broadcaster in Sweden, he knows the public service sector very well. He knows the member setup and he knows the EBU. So I think that is a great successor, and he's also very good team leader, and he's also a creative guy, so it's a very good fit for Eurovision and for him to take it to the next level.
Jon Ola, de superbaas van het Eurovisie Songfestival.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.